All right, so get this. Today, we're going to dive deep into something that just might change how you run your business this year.
Sounds intense.
It is, kinda, but also, it's surprisingly simple.
Oh, I like simple.
Me too. Who doesn't? And get this, it all comes down to just three questions.
Okay, now you've got me hooked. Three questions. Lay it on me.
We will, but first, gotta set the stage, you know?
Of course. Gotta have the backstory.
Exactly. So this framework, it comes from this business coach, Graham Cochran.
Cochran, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's built a crazy successful online business himself.
Right, so he's not just talking the talk.
Nope, he's walked the walk big time.
Makes you want to listen more. You know, someone who's actually been there.
Totally. It's like that friend who just cuts through all the BS and tells you how it is.
Yeah, that straight shooter friend. We all need one of those.
So no magic crystals or secret hacks here.
Phew. Good. I was worried for a second.
Just solid, practical advice from someone who's been there and done that.
Love that. All right. Hit me with those questions.
Okay. Question number one, and this is a big one. Where are you going this year?
Boom. That's a good one. Right to the point.
Right. Good old goal setting. But I got to confess.
Confession time. Okay, go on.
Sometimes I struggle with this one, you know. I get excited about all the possibilities, and then bam, my to-do list is out of control.
Oh, yeah. The never-ending to-do list, the entrepreneur's best friend.
Right. So how do you even start narrowing it down to that one North Star goal?
Okay, so Cochran's really big on this, and I got to say, it's brilliant.
All right.
He says, like, diluted focus, it gets you nowhere.
Makes sense. You can't be everywhere at once.
It's like you're trying to drive a car in five different directions at the same time. What's going to happen?
You'll just spin your wheels, get nowhere.
Exactly. So instead of trying to do it all, Cochran's like, pick one major goal. The one that if you hit it,
yeah,
everything else, it wouldn't even matter as much.
Okay, I'm getting this. Focus on the one that really matters.
Right. He uses the example of like shifting to an evergreen business model. You know, that steady income.
Ah, the dream. No more launch roller coaster.
Right. So you escape that craziness and create something more sustainable.
Now that's a goal I can get behind. Steady income, less stress. Sign me up.
And having that North Star goal, like that evergreen model.
Yeah.
It helps you make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, should you say yes to that collaboration? Does it fit with your vision?
It's like a filter, right? Keeps you on track.
Exactly. Decisions become way easier.
And it helps you say no to those tempting things that really just distract you.
Oh, the distractions, they're everywhere.
Right. And for entrepreneurs, it's tough. You don't want to miss out on anything.
FOMO is real, but Cochran's point is,
yeah,
when you choose what you want most, you actually become more confident.
Makes sense. You're not second-guessing yourself all the time.
Exactly. You're not chasing every shiny object. You're laser-focused.
Okay. I'm already seeing the power of this first question. It's like a mind shift.
It is. It's powerful. But wait, there's more.
Two more questions, right? Bring it on. What's next?
All right. Now that we know where we're going.
Yeah, our big destination.
It's all about who we're bringing along for the ride. So the next question is...
Okay, let me guess. Is it about, like, our target audience?
You got it. But Cochran calls it your perfect client.
Perfect client. Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, he says, forget trying to please everyone. Focus on that ideal customer.
The one you'd work with over and over again.
1,000 times over, he says.
1,000 times? Wow, that's a lot of perfect clients.
But think about it. Wouldn't that be amazing?
I mean, yeah, but doesn't that limit you? What about everyone else who might be interested?
That's a good question. But Cochran says,
okay,
when you're super specific about who you're talking to,
yeah,
your message, it becomes way stronger. He actually says, everything in business is a conversation.
That's interesting. Everything's a conversation. I like that.
Right. Your website, social media, even your offers, it's all about communicating.
So if you're trying to be everything to everyone, your message gets lost.
Okay. It gets diluted. You're not really connecting with anyone deeply.
Okay. So how do I figure out who this perfect client is? Where do I even begin?
All right. So Cochran breaks it down into 4 questions, and this is where it gets really good.
Okay. Hit me with those questions.
Number one, what's their big, big problem?
Okay. One big problem, not a whole list of problems.
Exactly. It's that core issue, the one that keeps them up at night.
The thing they need your help with, the thing they're desperate to solve.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
Okay. So you got to get laser focused on that pain point.
Right. And then he flips it to the positive. What's their dream outcome?
Oh, I like that. So it's not just about the pain. It's about the solution, their ideal future.
It's like you're painting this picture of transformation, showing them what life could be like.
It's about their aspirations, their goals, what they really want.
You got it. And then to make it even more real.
More real. How do you do that?
He dives into the emotions. What are 3 to 5 pains they feel because of that problem?
Oh, so you're not just saying, here's the problem, you're making it personal.
Right, you're connecting with how it actually impacts their life emotionally.
Making it relatable, I like that. And then?
Then, back to the positive, what are 3 to 5 payoff S they get by achieving that dream outcome?
So it's not just that the problem is gone, it's about the positive things that happen because of it.
Exactly. The joy, the freedom, the confidence, all that good stuff.
Wow. This is deeds like you're getting inside their heads.
You are. And when you understand them that well,
yeah,
you can speak directly to their needs, desires, and that builds trust.
Totally. All right. So we've got our big goal, our North Star.
Yeah.
We've got our perfect client who we're bringing along.
Right.
What's the final question to get us there?
This one's all about action. Turning those dreams into reality. What 1 to 3 things do you need to do each week to make it happen?
Ah, now we're talking the nitty-gritty. I love the big picture stuff.
The brainstorming, the strategize.
But sometimes I get so caught up in that I forget about the day-to-day actions.
Yeah, the doing. That's where so many people trip up.
They have the vision, they know their audience, but then nothing happens.
And that's where Cochrane's third question comes in, bridging that gap.
From dreaming to doing, okay, how do we figure out those crucial weekly actions?
Well, Cochrane, he leads by example. He shares how he made over $15 million online.
$15 million. Okay, now I'm really paying attention.
Over 15 years. And get this, it wasn't some crazy scheme.
I was going to say, what's the secret?
It was consistent weekly actions focused on 3 core areas.
All right, lay those areas on me. I got to know.
Content creation, presenting offers, and personal growth.
Okay, content, offers, growth. Got it. But why those 3?
He's all about focus, not doing a million things, just the vital few that really move the needle.
Like a minimalist approach to productivity. I like it.
Right. You find those high impact tasks and make them non-negotiable.
And then Cochrane takes it even further. He asks, okay,
when will you do those things each week?
Oh, so it's not enough to just know what to do. You got to actually schedule it in.
Exactly. Put it in your calendar, make it a priority.
Otherwise, it just gets lost in the chaos of everything else.
That's the thing. You got to be proactive, not reactive.
So you're combining those crucial actions with a sense of urgency. I like that.
Right. You're giving yourself that little push to actually make it happen.
This is all making so much sense. Clear vision, knowing your audience, taking action.
It's a recipe for success, for sure.
All right. I'm sold on Cochrane's approach, but I have a feeling there's more to this story.
Oh, absolutely. There's a twist coming up.
A twist? Okay. I'm even more intrigued now. Got to hear this.
It involves a quote, a thought-provoking one, that connects beautifully to this whole idea of taking action.
A quote. All right, you've got me on the edge of my seat here. Lay it on me.
Let's take a quick break and we'll dive into that right after.
Okay, spill the beans. What's this quote that takes action to the next level?
All right, so it's from Leonard Bernstein.
Wait, Bernstein, the composer?
The one and only mastermind behind West Side Story.
No way, a composer giving business advice, as I gotta hear.
Well, it's not business advice exactly, more like a life lesson, but it applies beautifully to what we're talking about.
Okay, I'm all ears. Hit me with this Bernstein wisdom.
He said, to achieve great things, 2 things are needed. A plan and not quite enough time.
Not quite enough time, huh? Interesting. I feel like I'm always running out of time.
Maybe you've been accidentally using this strategy all along.
Maybe, but I'm not sure that's a good thing.
But think about it. When you have a deadline, a real tight one.
You can't procrastinate, that's for sure.
You got to focus on what really matters. No time for messing around.
So you're saying by giving ourselves less time, we actually get more done.
It's kind of counterintuitive, but yeah, there's actually a psychological principle behind it.
Oh, really? What's that?
Parkinson's law. It states that work expands to fill the time we give it.
So if I give myself a year to do something, it'll take a year.
Most likely. But if you give yourself a month, you'll find a way to make it happen in a month.
It's like we create our own limits. And then those limits push us to be more efficient.
Exactly. And Cochrane suggests applying this not just to big projects.
But to those weekly actions, those 1 to 3 things we talked about.
Right. Those high impact tasks that move your business forward.
Instead of just putting them on a to-do list.
You schedule them in, like non-negotiable appointments.
So you're combining those actions with a sense of urgency.
Exactly. That not quite enough time feeling, it keeps you motivated. Prevents procrastination.
It's like harnessing the power of deadlines. We all work better under pressure.
It's true. We do. It's like packing for a trip.
Yeah.
Last minute.
Oh, yeah. Suddenly you realize you can fit everything into a much smaller suitcase.
Constraints, they can be liberating.
Yeah.
Force you to get creative, prioritize.
Okay. I'm seeing how all this connects now. Clear vision, knowing your audience, taking action. and adding a little pressure.
It's a recipe for success, no doubt.
So for our listeners, what's the one thing they can take away from all this?
Cochran says, pick one of those three questions and answer it in depth this week.
Love that. Actionable, focused, no overwhelm.
So if you're feeling lost, ask yourself, where am I going this year? That one big goal.
Get really clear on what that looks like. Paint the picture.
And if you're feeling like you're talking to everyone and no one at the same time.
Yeah, that's a common one.
Spend some time figuring out your perfect client. Answer those four sub-questions.
Get crystal clear on who you're speaking to, what message they need to hear.
And if you're stuck in that cycle of busy work, no real results.
Been there, done that.
Focus on those one to three crucial actions and when you'll do them.
Don't forget that not quite enough time sprinkle.
It's all about taking that first step, making that commitment.
And it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Just start with one question, dive deep.
It's a journey, for sure.
Okay, I'm loving this conversation, but I feel like there's one piece missing.
Oh, there is. There's a bonus round coming up.
A bonus round. All right, lay it on me. What's this about?
It's a question, one that Cochran didn't explicitly mention, but it connects beautifully to everything we've talked about.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. Hit me with this bonus question.
It's about looking beyond the day-to-day, thinking about the bigger picture, the impact you want to make.
The impact. Okay, I'm listening.
What legacy do you want to leave with your business?
Whoa, that's a big one. Legacy, it's not just about hitting goals anymore. It's about something bigger.
It's about creating something meaningful, something that lasts.
So what does that even look like in real life? Legacy, it's such a big concept.
It can be different for everyone. For some, it might be creating jobs, empowering others.
For others, it might be solving a problem, supporting a cause they care about.
Or even just bringing joy to people, making their lives a little brighter.
There's no right or wrong answer. It's personal. It's about what matters to you.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole conversation so interesting.
It's not just about hustling harder. It's about digging deeper, finding your purpose.
It's about building something you're proud of. Something that aligns with your values.
And in today's world, that's so important. There's so much pressure to conform.
To fit into this mold of what success is supposed to look like.
But it's about creating a business and a life that feels authentic. That's true to you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So to everyone listening.
Yeah.
Take some time this week and think about that bonus question. What legacy do you want to leave behind?
What impact do you want to make on the world? Dream big. Don't be afraid to.
It's those big visions that change the world.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation.
I know, right? It's not just about business growth. It's about creating a life of meaning.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you feel inspired to take your business to the next level.
And remember, we love hearing from you. Share your thoughts on social media. Let's keep the conversation going.
I love that. Doubling our impact. It's like, yeah, we all want to grow our businesses, make more money.
Of course, who doesn't? But it's what's the point if it doesn't mean something, you know?
Totally. Like, what are we actually doing all this for?
Right. It's about finding that thing where your passion and skills and what the world needs all come together.
And when you hit that sweet spot, man, that's got to feel amazing.
That's powerful stuff for sure.
And I bet it makes those tough days when you're doubting yourself so much easier.
Oh, absolutely. You have that bigger purpose, that reminder of why you're doing this whole thing.
It's like, yeah, things are tough. But I'm doing this for something bigger than myself.
Exactly. It's not just about hitting those financial goals. It's about creating something meaningful.
So what does that legacy thing actually look like? In real life, I mean, it's kind of a big idea.
It can be a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some people, it's creating jobs, giving others opportunities.
Yeah, like empowering people through their business. That's awesome.
For others, it might be solving a problem, contributing to a cause they really care about.
Or even just like making people happy, bringing some joy into the world.
Exactly. It's not one size fits all. It's personal. What matters to you?
What I find so cool about this is it's different from all that typical business advice, you know?
The hustle harder, optimize your funnel, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's like take a step back. Look at the bigger picture. What do you really care about?
It's about building something you're truly proud of, something that reflects your values.
And that's so important these days. There's so much pressure to be a certain way, to be successful.
But this is about defining success on your own terms, creating a business and a life that feels right for you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So for everyone listening,
take some time this week and think about that bonus question. What legacy do you want to leave?
What impact do you want to make on the world? Don't be afraid to think big, to go for it.
It's those big dreams that have the power to change things.
This has been such an amazing conversation. I feel like I have a whole new perspective on things.
Me too. It's not just about business growth. It's about creating a life that matters.
Thanks for joining us on this Dome Dive. We hope you feel inspired to take your business and your impact to the next level.
And don't forget, we love hearing from you. Share your thoughts on social media. Let's keep this going. Until next time.